بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون، and the trumpet will be blown the second time blowing, and behold, from the graves they will come out quickly to their Lord. قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون. They will say, woe to us, who has raised us up from our place of sleep, from the graves. It will be said to them, this is what the most gracious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised, and the messengers spoke truth. قالوا إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. It will be but a single shout, so behold, they all be brought up before us. فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. This day, the day of resurrection, none will be wronged in anything, nor will you be requited anything except what which you used to do. Inna ashab al-jannat al-yawma fi shughlin faakihun. Verily, the dwellers of the paradise that day will be busy with joyful things. Thumma hum wa azwajuhum fi zilalin ala al-araiki muttaki'un. They and their wives will be in pleasant shade, reclining on thrones. Hum lahum fiha faakihatun wa lahum ma yad'un. They will have therein fruits of all kinds and all that they ask for. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. It will be said to them, salam, peace be upon you, a word from the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most merciful. Now, as this Suratul Yasin contains three major topics, main topics. One is Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, Risalat, the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third is life after death, hereafter. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing what scenario will be after the second time trumpet will be blown. As I said yesterday, there will be two times trumpet will be blown. First, as I said, there will be two gatherings as well. The first gathering will be as a huge fire will drive all the people from Yemen all the way to Baladul Sham, the land of the Sham, the Syria, nearby Baitul Maqdis. That will be final gathering of this world. And when all the people of the world will get together at the one place, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam to blow the trumpet. As soon as he will blow the trumpet, all people will die. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Jibreel alayhi salam also to die. Mikael alayhi salam also will die. Even the Malakul Maut, the angel of death, will die. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone will remain, and he will proclaim, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, to whom the kingdom belongs today. No one will answer. Then Allah by himself will reply, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَخَّارِ. It is only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most powerful. Then no one knows how long this period will be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very, very angry. He will not be angry in this position before. It will be severe anger. So it will remain for years and years. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make alive Israfil alayhi salam. And the Israfil alayhi salam will blow the second trumpet. And that with the second trumpet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will be the first one to be raised from the grave. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and then they will, the all will be. This is what he's saying. This is one of Fika Fisuri. This is the second time, one of Fika Fisuri, Faidam and Lazdasi, Larabim, Yansilun. When the second time the trumpet will be blown, all of them will rise up from their graves. Now, as I said before also, we the Muslims are burying the mayyit into the grave. Otherwise, other people, they don't bury. They cremate it or they burn it. The Hindu people, Jain and Parsi, all these people, they don't burn. I mean, they don't bury, they burn the person. Or some of them, they drown into the oceans. No one knows where is their death body is dead. Or, you know, this kind of things. But Allah has Qudrat and power. Wherever a person passed away, his body will be collected, all the pieces, and he will be resurrected. And then he will run towards, why is calling running? Yansilun, meaning the angels will shout. Angels will shout to them. So because of the shout of the angels, they will run out of scaredness, out of fear. My brothers and sisters, this scenario will be very, very tough and very, very difficult, very, very hard. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, وَإِذَا نُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. When the second time trumpet will be blown, there will be no relationship will remain together. And this was the scenario Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, described in Surah Al-Abbas. When the Qiyamah, when the day of judgment will take place, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. That on day al-yawm, meaning this is the after second trumpet, the people will run away from each other. Close relatives, blood relatives, they don't want to see the face of each other. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. You know, here in this dunya, in this world, a person is going through with a hardship, financial problem, or any enemy, or anyone is troubling him, where he goes first? He goes to his brother. He has that confidence that my brother will be there. He will support me. He will, you know, bring me out from this problem. He will solve my problem. So he will run to the brother. And brother, obviously, because he's a blood relation, he goes out of his way. He sacrifices so many things, sometimes his own life, to protect his brother. This is the dunya. Here, brothers will die for the brothers. But in hereafter, the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يَوْمَ يَفِيرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The brother will run away from the brother. He don't want to see his face. Why? Because he will be in his own problem. He will be in his own worry and concern that somehow I should be get away from this problem. I should be protected and saved from this calamity and problem of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then he will be scared if my brother will come to me, he will ask me a favor, some good deeds. And I don't want to lose my good deed. One single deed, he will not be able to sacrifice for his brother. This will be the scenario. Everyone will be apart from each other. They will turn away their faces from each other. يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Here, parents, mother and father, how much they sacrifice for the children. Whole life, they do everything to please their children. Or if it's righteous children, they do everything for their parents. They sacrifice everything for the parents. But then, they will run away from each other. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِي. And then the wives, you know, person is working so hard, double job, this wife, to fulfill the demands of the wives. You know, clothing and jewelry and shoes and purse and what. Their demands doesn't end. So poor guy has to work hard all the time. So, and he tried to fulfill every need and demand and necessity of the wife to keep her happy. In hereafter, the same wife, same spouse, don't want to see the face of her husband, or he doesn't want to see the face of his wife. Same thing, children. He will run away. Father will run away from children. Children will run away from the father. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِي. Everyone will have his own situation is on condition which will make him aware and forgetful of anyone else, everyone else. He will become so selfish. I just worry about myself, me and myself. I, me and myself. That will be the scenario of Yawm al-Qiyamah, right? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِي وُجُوهٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. But in that critical time, in that difficult situation, there will be some faces who will smile. They won't have any worry. They won't have any concern. They won't have any botheration. They will just smile and enjoy their time. Who are they? They are the true believers. They are righteous people who sacrifice everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they die in a state when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them. So they are successful. So these successful people will have smile on their face. On the other side, those who never did any good actions here in this world, who just fulfill their lust and desires, and they just run after the dunya and worldly affairs and things like that, and they did not care about the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wujuhun yawmaidin musfira, dhahikatun mustabshira, wa wujuhun yawmaidin alayha ghabara, tarhaqwa qatara, ulaika humul kafaratul fajra. This kafir and fajir, fasiq and disbelievers, and those who indulge and involve themselves in worldly things and fulfilling lust and desires, their face will be black. They will not have any happiness on their faces. They will be just worried and concerned about what is going to happen next. So this will be the two kind of groups in hereafter when the second trumpet will be blown. And according to amal and actions, people will divide. You know, one group will be righteous people's group, and the other group will be the wrongdoers and the disobedient and rebellious. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing in the further ayat. They will say, "Qalu ya waylana man ba'athna min maqadina." This kuffar and mushrikeen, they will say, "Who raised us up from this place of our sleep?" Meaning from the grave. Why they did this? Because we were better off there. Although the punishment of the grave is also very severe. They were in very difficult condition over there. Some of them, the grave was full of fire. Some of them, the grave was full of scorpions and snakes and what they're going through in that grave. Their punishment was on since they did not reply the three answers of Man Rabbukum Adinukum Atakuli Lehada Rasul. From that point, the angels of the azab will keep on punishing them for missing the salat or for not doing so many things. But when they see the difficult task of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will say it was better off for us to remain in the grave. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That will be the difficult day of the Yawm al-Judgment. That's why we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, keep us safe from this day of resurrection and have mercy upon us. So they will say, we were better off in the grave. Who raised up from the grave? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the angels will reply to them, Haza ma wada ar-Rahmanu. This is what your Lord has promised you. Ar-Rahman, one of the great sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You were rebellious, you were disbelievers, you were non-believer. Allah was giving you so many advices, sent so many prophets to convince you, and you did not accept. You did not pay any attention towards them. And this is what your Lord was keep on telling you. The day is going to come that you have to come in front of me and you have to give the hisab and reckoning of your whole life. You did not believe. This is the day now. Witness. See by yourself. And wasadaq al-mursaloon, all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who came down in this dunya, they spoke the truth. They have spoken the truth. They will keep on telling you, reminding you about Yawm al-Akhirah, life after death. There is a life after death. And you have to present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to give the hisab and reckoning of your every action. My brothers, this is going to happen with each and everyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we are responsible for our action. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the human being ashraful makhlukat. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, we have shown them the two paths. One is the right one, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, which is leading to the paradise, the obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the right path. If you choose that right path and keep on working on it and keep on being on that straight path, you will end up into the paradise. That right path will take you to the Jannah, paradise. And you will be protected from all this calamity and the difficulties of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And if you don't want to go to that path, to that route, which all the Anbiya alayhi salam is inviting, all the prophets and messengers keep on giving da'wah towards it, you're not listening, not paying attention towards, and you choose to go to the different path, which is the path of shaitan. Allah Ta'ala has warned so many places in the Holy Quran that ya ayyuhal ladhi inna shaitan lakum aduwwun mubin fajtanibuhu la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Don't follow the footstep of the devil, he will lead you towards astray. If you follow him, you will enjoy a little bit in this world by fulfilling your desire and lust, but towards the end result will be you are going to cry, you are going to regret, and you are going to feel sorry about yourself, but it's too late. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, each and every one is responsible for his own action, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear. فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدٌ Two groups only. That will be righteous people who will accept Islam and who will practice upon Islam in Sharia of Islam, following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu, they will be righteous people. وَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ Those unfortunate people who will not accept the kalima la ilaha illallah, who did not bring the iman, and then who will just live their lives according to the lust and desire. So they will be responsible for their own actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them chance and all the abilities and all the sources to correct themselves, to rectify themselves. They never did it. Deliberately, intentionally, they just carry on their own life. Now today, they are going to regret and they are going to suffer. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Al-birru la yabla. Remember, any good action will never die. It will remain. Even the small deed, even the half, date, half piece of the date, Allah will grow up to the size of Mount Uhud and will return it back. He will surprise. Allah, I never spent that much of money in your path. How can I get this much of reward? He said, this was your ikhlas, sincerity. Allah has brought to that extent. Al-birru la yabla. وَذَّنْبُ لَا يُنْسَى And remember, any bad action you think is insignificant, you think it is very small, is very little, it no problem, I just get it away with that. You don't even regard it. لَا يُنْسَى But Kiraman Katibin are writing. And each and every single action will be presented in front of you. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ Suratul Zilzal. Allah give the example of the mustard seed, little bit mustard seed, you can't even see your naked eyes, this much of good will be brought forth in front of you and you will be rewarded for that. On the other hand, if a person did this much of disobedience, this much of evil, this much of sin, it will be bring forth in front of him or her, and it will be punished for, there will be punishment for that. But the Yanu la yamut, Allah Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is distributor, who is the giver, he doesn't die. He is from ever, he will be forever. And i'mal mashita, today you have chance, today you have ability, today you are free, you have all the freedom. I'mal mashita. And as much as you like, you must live your life. You come for salat, you don't come for salat, you fast, you don't fast, you give charity, you don't give charity, doesn't matter. No one is going to stop you. It's your life. Live as you want to live. But day will come that you have to give the hisab of every action. Kama tudinu tudan. the way you are going to treat in this world, you will be treated in hereafter. So those fortunate people, those righteous people who live their lives according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be successful in hereafter. It will be just one shout, one trumpet, one blown in the trumpet, and they all will be gathered together in Maidan Arafat in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is very just. Allah is adul. Allah is not going to make any zulam, any oppression whatsoever of little bit of it upon anyone. Wala tujzauna illa ma kuntum ta'malun, and you will not be rewarded but only that much which you used to do, the action, the amal, whatever you used to do, good or bad, accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge on the yawm al-qiyamah. There will be group in ashab al-jannat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the scenario of those righteous people in ashab al-jannah. Verily the people of paradise, al-yawma fi shughlin faakihun, they will be busy enjoying their lives. They will have no botheration of the yawm al-qiyamah. They will not suffer when the sun will be above 1 mile and all the land will turn into the copper and people will be naked. Some of them will drowning their own sweat to the knee and to the chest and to the nose, and the fully drowned in their own sweat according to their bad actions. All this will happen, but these righteous people who live their life according to the sunnah of Rasulullah, they will enjoy. For them, the Yawm al-Qiyamah will be the time between Asr and Maghrib. They won't even feel it. How little time is between Asr and Maghrib? So little time. It will pass very fast, and their hisab will be very easy, and they will be enjoying at the time when others will be suffering. Hum wa azwajuhum. If a person is alone and he has all the luxury, he cannot enjoy. Like Adam alayhi salam, he was alone in the Jannah, he was not enjoying in Jannah. Been having all the varieties and bounties and ni'mat and favors of Jannah, he was feeling loneliness. So azwajuhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep their wives with them. Now here ulama explain, there will be your own wives of this dunya will be with you, or the huru'ain, or the hurs, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for every believer, they will be enjoying with their spouses, with their wives, fi zilalin alal ara'ik. They will be sitting in the shadow of arsh of Allah, on the throne, the shadow of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, muttaqiun, reclining, leaning, I guess, on the sofas. No worry, no concern. They will have a VIP room and VIP treatment over there. Lahum fiha faakihatun wa lahum ma yad'un, and they will have every kind of fruits available to them, and whatever they will demand, angels will be there in their service. Whatever they will demand and ask for, it will be granted there and there at same time. On top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send his salam to the paradise, people of paradise. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. So today is a salam upon you from the Lord of the merciful Lord. So this will be the scenario of the righteous people. May Allah give us tawfiq to be in this group of righteous people, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become happy and pleased with us. Inshallah, we'll continue this session tomorrow also. Just one little announcement. Some of brothers ask me, today we fasted was 25th Roza, and tonight after Maghrib is 26th night. Tomorrow we're going to fast 26th fast, and tomorrow after Maghrib will be 27th nights. It can be Laylatul Qadr. So those people who are searching or looking for Laylatul Qadr, that odd night will be tomorrow night, Saturday night. And Sunday Roza will be the 27th of Roza. May Allah give us tawfiq to utilize these nights and days in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Salaam alaikum.